What's up, y'all? You're tuning in to the Pitched and Unscripted podcast. I'm your host, Mina, and I'm here today with my co-host.
Man, it's Wilt, a.k.a. the infamous Wilt. What's up, y'all?
Hey, let's get it. This podcast is available on all major podcast platforms. So tune in, listen, like, and share. Let's get live and let's get active, people. Wilt, man, what's up? How you been?
I've been good, man. Good week, you already know.
Yeah, how was your week?
Man, that shit was amazing. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is one of the best weeks I had in a while.
Man, damn, I'm trying to be like you, bro.
Yeah,
trying to have an amazing week. I ain't gonna lie though, my week been good. Like, I ain't really had no reason to complain, nothing to cry about, no nothing. Like, okay. I've been pretty happy.
Hey, you ain't got no Mina facts for us this week?
I don't, man, but listen. The only fact I can give y'all in life is do what, man? Do what makes you fucking happy. Do that shit. Nothing else. Fuck what anybody got to say, how anybody feel. If that shit putting a smile on your face and warming your heart, do that shit.
I promise you.
Because I'm standing on it. Standing on Big 10.
Big 10.
Big 10, I'm telling you. So, bro, what we talking about today, man?
Man. We got a plethora of stuff to talk about.
Not a plethora.
I mean, we can go in any which way with that. You know, last week we was just feeding them.
Yeah, we had a plethora of shit to talk about yesterday. But today, man, you said you wanted to talk about, you know, when it comes to starting new relationships, new friendships, like when it comes to the boundaries, your expectations, your requirements, you know, like those things. Like, what are those things when it comes to starting a new relationship or friendship?
Man, see, first and foremost with me, it's communication and understanding. Like, most people don't understand that because they be like, oh yeah, they'll say communication, but motherfuckers really don't know how to communicate.
They really don't.
You know what I'm saying? They'll scream that all day and you try to talk to them, they got attitudes, especially a relationship standpoint. You tell somebody, oh, I ain't taking this, I ain't taking that. Now you controlling. I don't control it. I'm allowing my guidelines, though. I'm just supposed to let you walk over me and do whatever the fuck you want to do? Nah.
And you know what? The woman I used to be would be looking at you sideways and crazy. Because, nigga, what do you mean us women don't know how to communicate? We are the most effective communicators. However, we are the fuck not.
Yeah, y'all.
And I learned that when I began dating women. Dating women that had boyfriends, dating women, period. Hearing them say, oh, my ex couldn't communicate, or you don't know how to communicate. No, ladies, y'all suck at it. I get more men to talk to me comfortably than I do women.
Because women so fucking judgmental. They all, oh, I ain't gonna judge you, but women automatically judge you as soon as you start talking to them. Like, oh, damn, this what you going through? Oh, this nigga weak. Oh, he can't do this. He ain't standing. You know, they had that already in their mind. So that shit, right? They already come in with a, y'all aggressive for one. Women are aggressive as hell. I got to be real about that. Y'all are aggressive as hell.
I am a big aggressor.
You know what I'm saying? So once you go in there, you lay it down like you're aggressive. You know, you have some, the grown ones who submit like, okay, I can fuck with it. I'm going to let you lead. I follow. And you got these other ones out here that just, you know, they live that social media life. No, I ain't letting you do shit. I stand on this, that, and the third, and wonder why the fuck they single.
But is that really something that is what causes a woman to be left single, though? Just because she's aggressive? And I ask that question because I am an aggressive person. And I know that most men really enjoy the aggressiveness that I have, and if not the man himself, the little one in his pants definitely does.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but for that, yeah. Later on in life, like, some of that shit got to die down. You got to know when to do that shit and when not.
But you have
to
explain what part of the aggressiveness is the problem.
It's hard to explain. It's situational. I can't even say it's just one thing. That shit's situational.
I was about to say, we can't on Pitch and Unscripted, sir. We don't do the hard to explain.
Shit. I mean, hey, it is situational. Like, people go through different shit. Like, I don't need you trying to dat down, be this when I'm in a soft era with you. Like, I need you to be soft. Kill that aggressive shit. Like,
but if you don't let her know that you being soft and she's not used to it, how's she going to know?
See, that way communication and understanding comes.
Say
in.
That. See, definitely.
That's where the communication comes.
But a lot of people feel as if they don't have to communicate, oh, I'm trying to put you in your soft girl era. But what they don't understand is just because we're women, we don't know that we're not all soft girls.
Yeah, but that's
so we don't know how to transition into the soft girl. Some of us girls, honestly, was out here playing throw them up, bust them up.
Yeah, I mean,
we rough, and that's just what you're gonna get until we find that person that is. However, here's another thing too. Maybe you are not that man to put her in her soft girl era.
And that can happen too. Hey, that shit real. I can't argue with that.
When it comes to start, especially when starting a new relationship, you might not be the person to put her in her soft girl era. You might not be that nigga.
Hell, you might not be in the mindset to be that nigga for that. You might be out here just for fun too. So,
and she might not be in that mindset either. Being in it, and I say that simply because I didn't, as you see, your big sister has jumped into her soft girl era.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. And it took a long time. Here it is. I am 35, embracing a soft girl era. However, I do the switch between, but I really enjoy the whole lashes, nails, skirts, crop tops. Baby, if it wasn't for the fact that it be so cold at night now, I'd be outside now. But it be cold, and I be trying to be naked.
And that shit is funny as hell to me.
But I'm just saying, like, I just got out of a relationship and was not in my soft girl era.
Correct.
But here it is. I started dating, and where did I find myself? Yeah. In my soft girl, embracing the fuck out of my soft girl era.
Yeah, but
I'm still a real nigga out here, you know. But, yeah.
That's something you did to yourself, though. Like, you know, we talked through that shit. You was like, man, bruh, fuck that. I'm going to my soft girl era.
I had to.
And then you got somebody out here, you know,
trying to embrace that. That's him that loves that shit. Yeah. Like, and that's what brings it out, too. Like, another thing, too, when you're trying to put her in her soft girl era, if you're not encouraging it, whatever it is that you feel that she's needing to become, to be a part of her soft girl era, whatever it is that you think is her, should be a part of her soft girl era. If you're not embracing it or encouraging it, or whenever she does do those things that you like, if you're not the biggest cheerleader on her side, she's not going to hold it. She's not going to want to do it.
That's a fact.
Especially when she's not used to doing it.
Yeah, that's a fact too. But ladies, you got to put your pride to the side too, to embrace your soft girl era too.
You do.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to take that, you know? Some people being out here giving you that attention. Now, you know, you wanted to deal with niggas who ain't worth shit, that didn't embrace that. They just fuck with you. Oh, yeah, you cool, this, that, and the third, da, da, da. And you got a nigga over here who, oh, you beautiful. How you doing today? Let me take you out. The shit just don't fit your, you know, I don't want to fuck with him. But that the nigga that going to treat you right. But you dealing with the other nigga who just got down. Yeah, I want to fuck real quick. Yeah, we can go out of town, you know, but ain't shit serious going to come out of that.
Right.
Then you mad because, oh, this nigga talking to another bitch, did that, the third, doing the same thing he did with me. That nigga ain't never get, you know what I'm saying? He ain't never say, oh, yeah, we together or we official, you know what I'm saying? So women take that shit to the head. But, you know, law of attraction, people fuck with what they really grew up seeing. So, I mean, can't knock them for it. But goddamn, do better sometimes. When you get older, you know better, so do better.
Okay, so when starting a new relationship, say you getting with this girl, you just met her, whatever, will, say for instance, somebody was coming to you, oh, that bitch got a high body count. Will her body count stop you from wanting to form a relationship, a serious relationship with her, if her body count is high?
Young me? Nah, I ain't fucking with that. Older me? Shit, I can respect it. We grown. Like, I want some experience out of that shit. Like, people be scared to say that, like, I mean, don't tell me about your past. Don't tell me you been wilding. Like, if you was, keep that shit on the low. Hell, and once it come out later and I fuck with you, it is what it is. But, you know, I can respect a high body count simply because I know you know what the fuck you doing. Like, you get these girls, these low body counts, man, these girls can't do a fucking thing. Like, I got to teach you how to suck dick. I got to teach you how to ride.
How does that process go? As a man, teaching a female how to suck dick, I've always wanted to ask that question.
Because it more along the lines of telling her how you like it, you know what I'm saying? Hands, no hands, you know, hey, you using a little bit too much teeth, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to the back of the throat, play with the head a little bit.
So how do you handle when you get with a girl who just cannot do the whole back of the throat situation? Like, is that just a killer for it?
Nah, I mean, if she can do other things, I can still rock with her. It's cool. But if the head trash, 10 out of 10 trash. Like, I ain't talking about 10 out of 10 good. I'm talking about 10 out of 10 bad trash. Blocked.
Damn.
Ain't shit to talk about, right?
So even if her head trash was a pussy fire, she's still getting blocked?
blocked.
Damn.
Head is a very important part of sex. Like, I don't give a fuck what nobody talk about. Niggas who out here just fucking, cool. That's your steelo. You can have that bit. We'll need that head.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody got their little nicks and nats, you know, but I'm just telling you about me. Like,
I was going to say something, but I'm going to stay off sis ass on this episode. I am going to stay off sis ass since I love you, Bookie, because I was about to say something.
Beg it be right. You hear me?
See, he said it, not me. But yeah, so I guess when it comes to me, I'm going to agree with you. I wouldn't not want to take someone serious in a relationship or starting a relationship with somebody just because their body count is high. Hell, my body count is high. I feel like with me having a past, I don't have no room to judge nobody. And all I ask is that you just be clean and honest when you come to me. You feel me? Like,
especially clean.
Yeah, like, just be clean. Like, because I know I got a past and I'm coming to you clean. Because if I find out you ain't, baby, I'm going to turn your ass every which way but loose.
Every which way but motherfucking loose.
Because I need me a freak. I love a freak. So if you got a high body count, I mean, you might know something. We might be able to teach each other some things, because I promise you we don't know everything that each other know.
Hey, listen, and if y'all listening right here, y'all was one of the girls that got the train ran on you in high school.
It's okay.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas
we did wild shit too.
Niggas definitely gonna
and
fuck
ladies,
with you.
A train, stop making these niggas, well, not even ladies, fellas, stop making these ladies feel bad just because they had a quote unquote train ran on them. Bitch, you had a threesome. Yeah. It is a threesome. You just had two niggas, and that's okay.
Yeah, but they be too worried about outside noise. Like, nigga, if you happy, why the fuck does that matter? Oh, yeah, bro. We ran a train on that bitch.
But sex is sex, though. It's not a train. It is a threesome. And the issue is, you know why men call it a train? Because they don't want to tell nobody that they had sex with another nigga. And not saying that they penetrated each other.
They just been in the same
room. They was in the same room fucking the same bitch. So technically, y'all had sex together.
Correct.
If we're going to be technical, you just don't want to say that. So you say a train to make it sound bad for a woman.
Right.
And make it sound good for yourself. But no, y'all had a threesome. The three of y'all. And the threesome includes all three. Hey, all of y'all.
Some niggas out here that get real nasty with it.
Oh, yeah. Like, they be eating men ass and all.
Oh, I ain't went that damn far.
You like, said they get real nasty with it. I thought we was I'm going talking, on no, that far. My
they
bad.
Be tongue kissing these bitches. Dog. They don't care that she just sucked this other man. Did you going to tongue kiss her? Boy, you're a wild boy.
I mean, what about the bitches they be tongue kissing and they don't know that she just got finished sucking?
Hey,
somebody did it.
That's the risk they be taking.
Shit, that's the risk we all take.
I ain't
not you. You ain't out there no more. But
even when I was out there, I wasn't kissing people. I ain't fuck with that.
I didn't like kissing people because people didn't know how to kiss. And I like to kiss, so don't waste my motherfucking time with them bullshit ass kisses.
I wouldn't waste your time. I ain't gonna lie to you. I used to tell people, like, give me a kiss. I don't do that. Don't do that. We can cuddle, all that other good shit. What are you talking about?
You know what used to piss me off about my baby daddy? We was together fucking for 10 years, and this bitch used to always say he don't like to kiss. Boy, if you don't get your fucking ass away from me, you gonna kiss me, damn it. The fuck you mean? Nigga. How we in here fucking as hard as we fucking, and you mean to tell me I can't even get a little pet?
Mm-mm. He was nice, nasty. He said, I don't like that kissing shit.
Boy, as long many that. Times as your mouth been on my cat, you talking about you ain't gonna kiss.
Mm-mm, that different.
Yeah, hey, no, it ain't the same shit.
It is, but I mean,
y'all just weird.
Yeah, niggas, some niggas weird. I mean, you
was one of them.
Oh, I definitely was. I ain't gonna lie to you. I definitely was. I was not with that kissing shit. Hell, to keep it a buck, I ain't start eating pussies till 19.
Childish.
Very.
Childish as hell.
Yeah. I used to hit her with that. Yeah, you do me first. I got you.
Yeah, all right.
Hello? Yeah, oh, hold on. My brother calling me. I gotta go. Goddamn, I got you next time.
Hey, none of the type of niggas that make you want to hit them with your car. I promise you, good bitch, don't play with me. Do not play with you. Play with me. So when it comes to starting a new relationship, is there a physical attraction requirement that has to be met?
Hell yeah. Man, you know damn well ain't nobody about to talk. Well,
I was getting ready to say, don't lie.
I can't say people ain't going to talk to somebody ugly. You'll see the jury and everything else and be like, shit, I can look bad.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't give a fuck about that, girl. You got to look good. I got to be able to wake up to you like, okay, I'm cool with this. Because all that jury and shit come off when you wake up there, nigga, is you really happy? Like,
makeup should be banned.
Yeah, I mean, like, I need to see you without the makeup. Like, if I see you with the makeup, cool, you bad. Let me see a picture of you without it.
I need makeup should be banned, because baby, and you know I do the lashes and shit now, but it was years before I did the lashes, decades before I did the lashes. Yes,
these bitches like tricking people with that makeup for sure.
But boy, the stuff I be seeing on the internet.
Boy, them bitches be some damn dirty foots for real. Do that makeup look like a damn 10. I be like, what the fuck? Skin bad as hell under there.
What?
Skin bad.
Oh my God. Should be the disappointment for me. I be like, there was one I was looking at. I was like, damn, this lady fine as fuck. Boy, she mess around and posted a goddamn get ready with me video.
Who the fuck is that?
I thought that lady had put her son up there.
Shit, I swear to God, that shit be wild. That would be like, nah. I mean, I'm a real big natural person. I ain't gonna lie to you. My lady do makeup from time to time.
I'm like that too. I love a natural look. Like if I'm still attracted to you without the lashes and the makeup, like
shit. Speaking of makeup, these filters that you catch on the book, like damn, bitch, you look good on social media. Yeah, I see you in person. You was out at the club. Like, damn, that ain't the same bitch I seen on.
I'm so happy people tell me I look like how I look on Facebook. Like,
damn, hold on. And then I gotta go to your page where I'm standing there and make sure. Like, damn, yeah, that her. She snapping right now. That ain't it. Oh, that bitch out here catfishing.
I got catfish. And it's crazy because me and this bitch was friends, but I got catfish. Like, I really got catfish. And it wasn't even getting catfished on the looks. Like, this bitch just catfished me on her life altogether. Like,
hey, listen, that social media life different. I done told your ass.
Bro, it wasn't even social media. Again, I said me and this bitch was friends.
Yeah, but shit, people can tell you anything when you ain't got
to
see it.
I swear to God, and my dumb man, my delusional ass. Big DeLulu would give you the benefit of the doubt till I see otherwise. Mm. And I wasn't around this motherfucker a lot. Shit. And then I married the bitch.
Ooh.
But when I found out this lady told me she was an LPN, bruh. I seen that lady work badge at her house and it said she was the janitor.
I would have beat the shit out of her.
Listen.
Ain't no way in hell you don't falsify me with that information.
I'm talking about hit me with a big lie. Hey, so listen, on some random shit. This morning I was watching TikTok. And the fact that you keep doing your deep voice and going in and out made me think about it. So
damn, I'm getting my deep voice. Hold on, let me get my berry on.
I ain't lying. You hit it sometimes. So I was watching TikTok this morning and DDG was talking about his real voice and how he doesn't use his real voice because it's deep and how he used to get picked on about it. So he was really talking in this deep voice. But you remember Pop Smoke did this shit, same shit too.
Yeah.
Before he got killed and shit, was talking about how he would change his voice. Yeah. Talking about how he would change his voice and talk a certain way. And then like when he started rapping, he was just like, fuck it, he was going to use his voice.
Yeah.
I thought that's crazy as hell because I know as a woman, if that was really the voice that he was using, like, his voice being that deep, and his mom said it was. The shit was deep as fuck.
Yeah.
It was on some Pop Smoke type shit. But nigga, what? Like, it's weird to me that people be picking on people about shit they can't control. How you pick on somebody about their fucking voice?
Man, I don't pick on nobody, because keep it a buck, my voice used to be high pitch as hell.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, we make jokes. Be like, oh, that motherfucker got a big ass head. Bitch, we can't control. That motherfucker couldn't control how big that motherfucking head is.
Yeah, but people know some of their dome pieces big as a motherfucker.
I mean, well, I get that, but still, some shit we picking on somebody about that they can't control.
You right. You can't control that
but,
shit.
But, like, to pick on this man, like, if that's really his voice is deep as fucking, it's sexy as hell. I honestly would love to sit on the phone with him and talk.
Damn, that's it?
Yep. go to sleep like a motherfucker, boy.
Damn, just with a deep voice.
Yep, just to hear him talking. I promise you, that'll be a whole lullaby for the night.
But some people don't like that shit too, though. So it's.
I mean, it sounds a little creepy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I ain't got no deep voice. So I don't give a fuck about that. Like, you gonna take what the fuck I give? Shit, for real. I ain't got no damn.
Hey,
deep
some
voice.
Of them niggas do be sounding like somebody be squeezing their nuts though.
Hey, chill out, cause I be sounding like that sometimes, boy. Don't let me have a lit night at the club, boy. I be hoarse as a bitch, nigga.
Sounding like a hoe.
Just like one. God damn, boy, I be blowing like hell. I don't want to talk to nobody.
Mm-mm.
But for real, I mean, but shit. I mean, in the industry that they in, though, you know. The deeper the voice is, it makes shit sound a certain way. Like, even with music. Like, I'm going to use Lil Baby for example. The way he rap, his voice and his, like, how he damn put all the shit together, it's really his swag how he go about that. Make it sound like that.
Right.
Nobody else can't do that shit. Pop Smoke. Niggas try to do it, but when you hear that, automatically you think,
Pop Smoke. Yeah.
So, it just like, okay, I like the way that shit sound. That's his sound.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, Hey,
so quick question. What the fuck does DDG do?
I don't fucking know. I just listen, women know more about that nigga than I do. I just seen the one time that the nigga damn broke in his hostel was chilling, damn eating at the table and shit. He's having a party just to get a picture with the nigga. I don't know if this nigga rap, sang, act.
Right. Like, what does he do?
What the fuck he do? But shit, he got a bad one though. I'm gonna give him that.
Y'all think she bad? Like,
I fucks with her.
I feel like her and her sister. I'm not saying they're ugly. I feel like
They do look a little funny.
Yeah,
but,
I feel like they a little funny looking.
They straight in my book. I fucks with them.
I feel like they got real bad light skin tendencies.
The shit, they probably do. You know,
like you can just tell how they act. Like they real.
Yeah, you should know, right?
I don't act like that though.
No more.
I never did. Never did.
You light skin. You did it. I don't give a damn what you said.
Maybe when I was younger. Cause I did have an attitude from hell.
Shit, you still have attitude now?
I ain't got no attitude. Shit. I'm the sweetest person.
Shit.
I don't even walk around with my face balled up no more.
I can't believe you got on this podcast a lot like that.
Just I don't.
I can't believe. When I pulled up last week, you was mugging.
Oh, bitch, I was mad as fuck with you. That was what that was. Let's tell the people you was late.
I was 7 minutes late.
Oh, seven.
17. No, 17. I was 17 minutes late.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna say 14. I'm that damn late. I was under the 15-minute threshold. But yeah, listen, Sunday Fundays be lit. That why we in here early. I can go out here, get on my darn real.
Where we going tonight? Because we, you know, now that we doing this podcast, we was already linking up anyways.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So now we really got to link up as, you know.
We got to see what the spots look like. You know, some of them be dead on Sundays right now, you know. They but about to pick back up, you know. Hey, shout out to all the local party life around here. You got Vibes 843, the Hookah Lounge. That my spot. I fucks with Terrence Hart. Hey, go show my boy
some
love.
I ain't been
love.
There yet. And I won one of the raffles before they opened.
Yeah.
And I still ain't been there yet.
Yeah, you wildin'. You got to go check my boy out. We were just in there lit last night. Shout out to Creekside, you know. What his name is? Titus got another spot opening up. Hey, shout out to Dizzy Crab, Alpha Annie's, anybody who out here, you know, giving out good times, serving good looking, you know.
Safe environments.
Safe environments, for sure. You know, shout out to them. Come out and enjoy in the Florence area.
And we going to talk about the Darlington area. We're going to shout out Leo's because they doing their thing. You know?
I ain't been there yet, though.
Go out to Leo's. If you from the city, you going to Leo's and you feel like you at home because it ain't nothing but family in that motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, that's
like, for
fact.
Real, for real.
That's
so, like,
a fact.
It ain't nothing but Darlington, and Darlington is a family, so... I know we got the 5 o'clock bar. Shout out to them doing their thing right there on the square. It might be a couple of other spots in Darlington. Shout out to them doing their thing, man. Like, everybody just out here having fun and being safe. Let's keep the violence to a minimal, you know. And let's continue to live. 2024 is lit. I can't wait for the summer. I don't know about you.
Shit, I'm ready for the summer already. It's supposed to be 85 today, boy. I gotta wear some shorts out. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, I wanna put them down, ask your kneecaps out.
Oh, ain't no ask your kneecaps. No, I got these leg tattoos. Y'all gotta see these motherfuckers.
Jesus. Don't even do it. So, I do wanna ask you. We said something about the head being trash. You gotta block them.
Gone.
Damn. I don't know, though. How many times you gonna give them before you block them?
I mean, you know, I played baseball, so I'm going to at least give you 3 times. You know, the first time you might have been nervous, you know,
right,
I'm
going to
give you the benefit of the doubt on that. Now, the second time, you know, I got a whole different expectation.
I'm going to hit you with like, all right, bitch.
Yeah, you know, first time was cool, but, you know, this time, really, the first time you supposed to set the standard. You know, you supposed to get out there.
You really supposed to show off the first time.
You supposed to do your big one. But, you know, sometimes you fuck up.
Might drink a little too much.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Stomach might be fucked up from what you ate when you went out.
Yeah, so.
That'd be my problem. Maybe I'm getting old, but we can't go out to dinner and you expect me to perform afterwards, depending on where we eat. Because at this point, baby, just give me some bread and something to drink. Because, yeah, auntie is getting old and her stomach don't digest shit well.
Yeah, auntie, you getting old. Because, goddamn, I'm going to go to goddamn Morton's, eat that steak. That mac and cheese, the broccoli,
see,
all
and then
that
you
shit.
Talking about mac and cheese, that lactose about to have auntie and they got them talking about some Imodium.
Yeah, you lactose, because guess what? I'm going to do that, then I'm going to get them drinks. Once I start feeling them drinks, hey, yeah, time to go. Let's go. Hey, I'm gonna get on up out of here.
Bruh, I've never experienced being in the club with a girl and she's more aggressive than me when she on that liquor.
Yeah.
And then I finally experienced it.
Oh, word? How you act like that?
Shit, drove me the fuck crazy. I've been about ready to ask that lady if she wanted to be my girlfriend then.
Damn. Oh, yeah, she put it on your ass.
You know, I'm a sucker for shit like that. Somebody that can make me submit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she must be got lit. What y'all drinking?
Man, I had some Dawn.
Oh yeah, Dawn gonna get you right. You was drinking that rip?
Yup.
Yes, sir.
You I took a page rip. Out your book.
Hey, you already know that. Hey, Dawn rip. The infamous will sponsor me. I'm telling you, I'm on it strong.
I had a bottle. We had a bottle in the club. I was in that bitch drinking that shit like it was water.
But that how smooth it is.
I don't even know if it was smooth. But I was just on something else.
I'm telling you, it's smooth. Yeah,
you and you know I don't high. Drink. You know I don't drink like that either. Cause we don't want to, we never gonna speak on your birthday on air ever.
<It's> so bad.
Your birthday is in the vault and locked the fuck up.
Hey, listen, but I definitely was a Henny boy on that birthday. Cause shit, them boys stole my bottle. I said
nobody stole your bottle.
I got a video.
Nobody stole
they
your
stole
bottle.
My motherfucking
your
bottle.
Your bottle was left on the counter in front of me, and you got lost. The issue was you got stolen. You got stolen because you ended up everywhere but where your bottle was.
Because it was my birthday. Everybody wanted to show me love. And I was doing a lot of drinking. I drank a lot for my birthdays. If you ever hear about Wilt Wednesdays, that's me. Mm-mm. I be lit on the Wednesday. You want to know why? Because I'm off on Thursday. But mm-mm. Wilt Wednesday, I mean, I'm going to drink. If you ever want to come out and do a good drinking session, come holler at me.
No.
You know what I'm saying? We got people that go to sleep when you know they come drink with me.
No. Hell no.
But sis, I got a question for you.
Yeah, you told me you had questions last show for me.
Yeah, so I mean, listen, I'm a divvy off the head situation from my end. How does that work for y'all? Like, how many chances would you give in that situation?
I'm just like you. I play softball, so you get three. It depends on how bad you really fuck up, though. Because if you fucked up real bad the first time, I know it ain't no coming back. Because again, I done told you about how them cats be drinking that milk. And if you hit me with them licks like that, then yes, yeah, and no. I had one. She had never eaten no coochie before, and I had done stretched her out. She was like, I want to do it, whatever. Yeah. Like, okay, let's go ahead. Because she swore she had done it before. Baby, when all you doing is licking clean and not sucking on it, you have got to get the fuck up out my face.
Damn, why you ain't told her? Why you ain't talking through it?
And she was a young girl. I ain't had time. Oh, I ain't even want to do that. I didn't.
Damn, well, we just talked about it.
We did talk just talk.
Communication.
Communication. She wet my bitch, so it didn't matter. Okay. She was just a fuck, honestly.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, she got
did she get another call?
I mean, she got the call when I wanted to eat her pussy.
Oh.
Because I'm good for that.
Oh, so you, okay, gotcha.
I'm good for turning you every which way but loose and never letting you touch me.
See, girl's different.
Yeah.
Girl's different. I'm not
I just don't like disappointment. Why would I let you do it for me? Like, it's like, okay, for me, when it comes to shit like that, like, if I know she got a water fart,
yeah,
and that shit do tricks, I'm cool with making that shit do tricks. I get excited just from seeing that shit do tricks.
I understand that.
But if I know she can't eat no coochie, but she got that water fart, oh, I'ma still goddamn flip her ass around everywhere but loose and get the had the best time. Cause while I watch her squirm, but she would never touch me.
Yeah, we different. Cause I ain't going for no bullshit.
I mean, that's cool, but I have had my picks where, yeah, I just like the ones I can stretch out and send them about their business.
Yeah, I mean, on some fun shit, yeah.
Yeah,
I
can understand. It'd be fun shit.
Like, I had shit like that back
then. Them are the ones that be crazy, though. They hit you with that. Mina, don't fucking play with me.
Mm-hmm. And that one, that's the first red flag. We have to address red flags out of people.
All right,
that's,
next episode is red flags.
Next episode is red flags, because motherfuckers act like they don't see them motherfuckers, and they be just as big as goddamn the United States flag flying at the White House.
But yeah, like it's yeah, but we definitely gotta address the red flags. Well, go ahead while we close this out, let them know where they can find you at on social media,
yeah,
baby.
Man, social medias, Instagram, Snapchat, all my social media handles is the infamous Wilt, DA_infamous Wilt. Follow me, add me, man, and make sure y'all add the show on all streaming platforms. I'm gonna let Mina finish us up.
Man, you know, you can find me on Facebook at Mina Hawkins, M-E-N-A. It is Mina, not Mina, Mina. And you can catch me on the podcast page on Facebook, Pitched and Unscripted. Let's get live and let's get active, people.